KFIZ News Time is 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It is Thursday, the 21st day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and glad to be joined as always by Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekel. He's kind enough to join us once a month to talk about county business and county topics. Usually we're speaking after the first county board meeting of the month. But the month for January was canceled. Not a new thing to happen, but Alan kind enough to join us here, as always, on a Thursday. Alan, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. I'm sitting here just, the sun's almost on my face. It's just a little past me now. So I'm actually soaking up a little sun.
That's good. That's good. On a day when, you know, it's 35 degrees, heck, it's kind of a heat wave out there considering the forecast I just read with 17 tomorrow. So enjoy it while you can.
Absolutely. But none of this is abnormal for January.
Yep. Usually cloudy and gray as we've seen the last couple weeks, so we'll enjoy looking outside here for today. As I mentioned, the county board meeting canceled for January. Nothing new, obviously. That seems to usually be the case. Is that correct, that January's meeting is usually put aside because of the start of the year?
Right. Usually things have to be done by December, and so that then, you know, so the normal flow of things from month to month, you know, everything comes into December, so that those details are all taken care of. So January is usually, unless there's a issue that comes up that we didn't expect, such as an economic development issue, which we don't have right now, then, you know, we just cancel the meeting. So that's very common. Although, because of the primary, we changed the February date, and we always have it earlier. And this year, it's actually on the 2nd of February. So, you know, it's only 2 weeks difference that we'll have our meeting. So,
sure.
And then we won't have one then until the 16th of March. So it's sort of spacing them out.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. It'll work. You know, the committees still meet on a monthly basis. So, you know, the work is getting done. And if there's an emergency, you know, the county board could still get together with a couple of days' notice.
Right. Well, still plenty to talk about county-wise, and I know when we spoke in December, we kind of did a year in review, and I think maybe just scratched the surface on some of these topics we'll talk about today, but there are quite a few big projects, at least when it comes to different things going on, and some are in the planning stages, obviously, here as we start 2021, but one that I know is underway, and it's an important topic, important piece of how the county operates, is the public safety software upgrade. Remind us what that project entails, and where do we stand right now as we start the new year?
Well, right now, the implementation has begun. We believe that we'll be turning on the system somewhere around October 1st in that time frame. And it's the software that provides computer-aided dispatch. It's a records management system for all the public safety departments in the county. So every department is part of the software system. And so we're upgrading the main platform, which then upgrades everyone else's platform as well. So, and then we also have the jails and the MDCs, mobile data computers, and the squad cars. All of those are upgraded as part of the software upgrade. The investment, you know, over a year and a half of installing the soft purchasing and installing is about $2.4 million. And so this is not inexpensive, but we started providing all the public safety software backbone all the way back to 1994-95 when we decided to go with E911 and so forth. And we decided just to make it countywide. So even like Ripon, that's independent yet, you know, they get the same software system. So it's just a total upgrade to what we're doing now. But we had to do it because the old software provider says, sorry, we're not going to provide any upgrades. Mm-hmm. You're on your own. Well, you can't do that in public safety.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, to operate all those essential services with the software that's does not have the latest updates is a rather foolish endeavor, I would take it, right?
Right. And you see that with the state unemployment stuff, you know, talking about the old software. You know, it's what happens if you don't address it.
So you said October would be flipping the switch on this, and the
right about that time. You know, no guarantee on the exact date, but right. That's you know, things are progressing. you know, the Motorola folks are here. Most of this is done, you know, no longer. They do it all so much online. They're not here very much. Mm-hmm. So even the training's online now. But, you know, all the dispatchers, all the public safety departments have to have representatives. They're going to be trained on the new software and how it works. But the one thing about it is that it was selected by a group of individuals who are users, and, you know, they all decided this was the best for them. So as far as I know, it was almost unanimous to select this particular vendor.
That's good to hear. Obviously, you want everybody to have a say, and with a recommendation like that, it makes sense to go with it, right?
Right, absolutely.
Speaking of other improvements, I know one we've talked about in the past is a joint venture with the city and the county, that stretch of Johnson Street and Pioneer Road, right where Shriners used to be. If you drive over it now, certainly a rough experience, especially if you're on Pioneer and Johnson right there at the intersection. I understand there's some planning work going in on that project here this year. Is that correct?
Right. Decisions have been made, and the project begins at Forest Avenue to the south of Johnson, mm-hmm. all the way down to Johnson, and then incorporate intersection rebuild as well at Johnson and Double V, or what we call Pioneer Road. And so we've got the design phase going on here at the same time. What we're funding this year, in addition to completing the design, is moving utilities, and those types of issues that you have to do in advance of any construction project. So when the weather warms up in the spring of 2022, and I know we're already talking another 14, 15 months, that project should begin. And we did receive $1 million grant from the state of Wisconsin for that project. The total is $2.7 million, and so that leaves, with a million grant, that leaves about 1.7 that we would have to split with the city and between the city and the county. So it's a joint effort, and the county is taking the lead on this one. So it will limit the amount of access to that street. We're going to have a lighted intersection where Farrow's Restaurant is, Farrow's and the Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet. Mm-hmm. That'll be continued, and there'll be an actual stoplight there that'll allow access onto of that highway. So it's a way of controlling some of the cross traffic we get now, where people turning left in and out.
Right. Yeah. If anybody obviously drives down that stretch, you have traffic going every which direction, and then folks trying to get in and out of the area you mentioned by Farrow's there and Ala Roma too, and by the Starbucks location over there too. That can get pretty busy at peak times with a lot of people going through. So important for safety, right?
Absolutely.
And another project people have eyes on, of course, is Highway 23. I know there was some updates late last month you gave us as we start the new year here. That's continuing to progress toward the city. I know the rural portion of the project in Fond du Lac County is still going on, right?
Yes. They started at the county. Well, the first part of the project was from Plymouth to the county line, Sheboygan-Fond du Lac County line. And that was this year was this, or 20 was this, the second of 2 years on that construction, and they still got a little bit to go. Ours then started this in the spring of 2020, and they made great progress because one, they did the bed roadbed underneath, they didn't discover any real issues like they did in Sheboygan County, so they could just go on with construction, and the weather cooperated. So they made a lot of progress on that, about 6.5 miles from the Sheboygan County line to what they call Seven Hills Road. If you drive out that way, you'll see where the, you know, terminus is. And so they added two new lanes on there, and now, you know, through 2021, they're going to continue upgrading the old lanes. They might replace some of it. They might, you know, just upgrade it. And then by the end of this year, that highway should be substantially constructed. Not necessarily 100% complete, but substantially constructed up to that point. Then in the spring this year, in 21, they are going to then bid out the balance of the project from Seven Hills Road all the way down to the bypass. And the section they're doing this year is part of the construction of a new interchange and Highway G, which goes in the St. Cloud and Armstrong. Then there's no interchanges all the way until you get to Highway W, which is just above the ledge here, just past Whispering Springs Golf Course. Mm-hmm. That they're building an interchange, so you can access the highway there. And then the Highway K access will be provided as well. So that is all going to be constructed for over the next 2 years, starting this spring, going on through 2022. Now, coinciding with that is the construction of the Plank Trail. You know, it's very substantially constructed for that section from the Sheboygan County line to Seven Hills Road. It's certainly not complete, but that construction will continue so that by the end of the project, there'll be one continuous plank trail from Sheboygan all the way to Fond du Lac. And it's 10-foot paved. I think it's paved all the way. It will be. And so it'd be a great hiking, biking experience for everyone.
Yeah, neat experience. You see it, I mentioned before, when you drive between Plymouth and Sheboygan right along your right-hand side there. So a neat trail connecting the two cities. Good for recreation, good for tourism opportunities too.
Right, absolutely. So that was very important. And, you know, but that Sheboygan and Fond du Lac County had to fund the cost of that plank trail. So that's how significant the people of these two counties support, you know, that level of recreation, or that level of just getting out and enjoying nature. You know, it's just another way to go. And you can bike all the way, too. We want to encourage that. So it just gives another option for people to recreate or, you know, get away from things.
Very good. Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beagle joining us for our January conversation. Alan, thank you so much for your time, as always. We'll talk again next month.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. 10:52 here at KFIZ. More coming up.
We're hiring.